Nathan Zagura, the Notorious B.I.C., Vic Carucci. 2 days away from a massive game, Browns-Ravens, First Energy Stadium, 4:25 p.m. Eastern. So it's a little bit, it's a prime time kind of Sunday game for the Browns. I like that.
Late day, I do like that. I think there's something to be said about that, too. I'm anticipating a noisier First Energy Stadium, consequently.
Yeah. There's a little bit more time to imbibe if you're so inclined in the tailgates and the pregame sections there. And we're, Dino, are you ready to introduce our new segment here?
What's this,
the Friday forecast?
Yeah. Week two.
Week two of it. That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Yeah, let's get it rolling with the first question. Oh, yeah.
Number five.
We're going to count our way back here. Counting from number five. All right. Will Joe Thomas bounce back this week? Didn't play well last week. Well documented. Lots of penalties. Some issues against Tamba Hali. Can he bounce back against Suggs and company?
I say yes. I say as much as he had issues with some penalties and so forth, I think in reviewing that game, the overall protection of this line was still more than satisfactory from my standpoint, even though he did have some issues. I think that the crowd noise in Arrowhead, not supposed to, six-time Pro Bowler, you're supposed to overcome that. I get all that. But I think he probably didn't have as much of a train wreck as some might want to say, but call it a bad game or a not up to snuff Joe Thomas game, he has a better one Sunday.
I agree. Joe Thomas bounces back. Did not give up a sack in the first meeting against this Baltimore Ravens team. Had a very positive grade in that one. This is the only game all season that he did not get a positive grade, Joe Thomas against Kansas City. He bounces back. He's the Joe Thomas you know and love, and he helps this Cleveland Browns team on the road to victory.
Number four.
Now, you guys kind of mentioned this at the top of the show, but for the benefit of those who didn't listen, especially after watching last night's game with the Bengals and the Dolphins, is there a clear-cut favorite to win the AFC North right now?
I don't think there is. I think it is wide open. I think the winner of Sunday's game, which hopefully will be the Browns, is going to be very much in the hunt. I think the Cincinnati Bengals have their flaws. I don't think this is the best division in football, as many people thought it may have been at the beginning of the season. And no, there is no clear-cut winner. That's why this is such an important game for the Cleveland Browns to win.
No clear-cut winner, I agree. And I think the Bengals' chore of staying atop this division gets a little tougher now that Geno Atkins, their best player, is out of the lineup. And not only do they lose Atkins and his impact individually, it's Atkins and what he does for the people around him. So I would say that no, not at all. Sunday's game will give us a better indication of where this division is headed.
Number three.
As you look at Sunday, guys, what's the more vital matchup for the Browns to win? Josh Gordon versus Ladarius Webb or Joe Hayden taking care of Torrey Smith?
I'm going to say it is Josh Gordon. I'm going to say it is the ability to generate big plays, the necessity to do so, because we didn't get enough of those the last time we saw this team in Baltimore. And I'm going to go into this confident that Joe Hayden will do what Joe Hayden does and hold a guy in check or mostly in check. We've seen him do that. And I think his efforts will be aided by this Browns pass rush. On the flip side, though, we don't know week to week. We've seen some good Josh Gordon of late. Jason Campbell has brought out some good in Josh Gordon of late. And that, to me, is the biggest matchup.
I'm going to agree with you, and then I'm going to also just talk about the other side of it for a second. I think it's Josh Gordon against Ladarius Webb. These corners are vulnerable, even though they've played fairly well, have the Baltimore Ravens corners since week one when they were shredded by Peyton Manning and company. The reason I think Josh Gordon winning is important because we need him to score, or at least he doesn't. His stats don't need to necessarily be great, but he needs to be a game changer, whether that be as a decoy to open things up for other people or to make big plays himself, preferably both, because if this team, I think, can get to 20 points, they can win this game. On the flip side, though, Joe Hayden making sure that Torrey Smith, who enters this game as the NFL leader in yards per catch, does not have a big play. Again, the Browns are the only team in the NFL that has not allowed a pass play of over 40 yards this season. They need to keep that. Make Joe Flacco try to grind his way down the field. Make Ray Rice try to grind his way through an offensive line that's going to be without now another starter, as Kelechi Osemele is not going to be able to play this week either. I think that this is a very good opportunity if you shut him down for this team to really handle their business.
Number two.
All right, guys. Break out the crystal ball here for this one. Will Jason Campbell stay upright and remain healthy for the rest of the season?
Wow. I hate the topic.
I know.
Sorry.
I know.
But it's legit. It's legit, but I just hate talking about it. I feel kind of squeamish here. But I'm going to say yes, and I'm going to say it for two, I think, sound reasons. One, this offensive line is protecting better. It has gotten consistently better at protection. Two, among the reasons it's protecting better, and maybe it's not the biggest reason, but it is a significant reason, is that Jason Campbell, with what we saw last week, the awareness, the pocket awareness, the ability to get the ball out of his hand, the way he scans and sees things and progresses through his reads, all of that allows him to avoid the hits, and he's not sitting back there too long to get crunched. It happened in the late stages of Sunday's game in Kansas City against the top pass rushing team in the league, largely because of the circumstance the Browns were in. They had to throw. I mean, there was tee off time, and obviously they got a sack out of it. They would have had two, but they had a penalty on the second one. So I'm going to say he does, and I think the aforementioned reasons hold up. That long windup thing he has going still is troublesome. Watch the tape. You'll see it, evidence of that in that game. But I don't think that's going to be the reason that he's going to get tagged too often.
Yeah, I'm not going to speculate on an injury. I think he's going to be fine. I think the return of Sean LaVau and what he's been able to do as a pass protector has certainly solidified the right side of that offensive line. It's allowed them to help out Mitchell Schwartz a little bit more. So it's been very good, in my opinion, now that he's back. I think Jason Campbell stays healthy the rest of the season.
Number one.
And finally, call your shot, gentlemen. Score and game prediction for Sunday with the Browns against the Ravens.
The Cleveland Browns win this game 20-17 on the strength of very, very good defense. They are able to generate enough touchdowns, one to Jordan Cameron, one to Josh Gordon, to win, get the lead. They may give up a touchdown late. It'll be 20-17, but the score will ultimately be closer than the game was. Browns win at home, 4-5, ready to make a run at the Cincinnati Bengals in this AFC North division, and we're dancing in the streets. Oju filled F-150s over the bye week.
Yes, I'm looking forward to the Oju. I may just put marinara sauce in the back of my Explorer, although that might make a mess. But it'd be worth it. It'd be worth it. I could just pour.
Only do that if you get right. Skunked or something.
So, yeah, that's right, the tomato. No, I'm going to go with the Browns winning. I'm going to say it's 24-17 Browns. I think there's going to be not only the conventional scoring by offense, but there's going to be a defensive score here somewhere along the line. Some mistake will happen by Flacco. I think he might even have a pick six somewhere in him in this game. Special teams, even though Travis Benjamin is not on this team active roster for the rest of the year because of that season-ending ACL he suffered, and yeah, that takes something away. I think something good will occur on teams, maybe in the way of a forced turnover or that return that we're not, you know, necessarily expecting because you don't see Benjamin there. But I just think that somewhere is in the offing because I watching this Ravens team, I think they could be susceptible to something like that, some kind of play. I'm not sure what it, maybe it's a block kick. I'm just expecting something, you call it goofy, you know, the unscripted play that will occur. Maybe it's another fake by the Browns. It'll be something. And Rob Chudzinski will reach into,
that's right,
who's walking by right now. Rob and Norv Turner will be, their bag of tricks will be active.
I like that. Right. I like it. We right. feel good. I think thus
I
far,
it.
if I'm not mistaken, there have only been two occasions this year where you and I both predicted victory.
Yeah.
They are 2-0 in those games, if I'm not mistaken. I don't remember if we both
agreed,
did in week one. Did we both agree in week one? Then we're 2-1.
Yeah, yeah.
We're 2-1 when we're... I'll take that, though. I'll take that.
Too.
All right, let's go.
Too.
Let's make it 3-1.
All right.
That's the Friday forecast, gentlemen.
Yeah, that is our Friday forecast. Much more coming up on CBD. Vic and Nathan, and you, call us, 216-578-0850. Gerard Cherry a little later in this hour. ESPN 850 WKNR.